during my years of seminary formation in Rome, living with roughly 200 young men from all over the United States who had been sent to Rome to study for the priesthood, there were many, many fine candidates, men who would make great, solid priests. But like any organization, there were those who were simply exceptional. And one of these was a young seminarian from Toledo, Ohio. And in my first semester there, the first long weekend that came, I was walking back from class on a Thursday afternoon. We had a four-day weekend. And I hadn't yet learned this, but when you live in Rome, you can take an overnight train just about anywhere throughout the rest of Europe. So we were walking back from class. I was with a seminarian from Arlington, Virginia. And we're walking back, and we would see clusters of seminarians making their way. Some were headed to Vienna, others Paris, a third party Madrid. And as we get to the base of the hill, on the top of which was located our seminary, there was one guy walking by himself, and it was the seminarian from Toledo. And he had just a small backpack on his back, and we get to the base of the hill, and we encounter him, and the seminarian from Arlington says, "Hey, what are you up to? Where are you going this weekend?" And he says, "Actually, I'm staying close by. You know, we've been so busy that I just wanted a weekend with our Lord. I'm just going to make a little mini retreat." And it struck me, I thought, man, imagine if every single one of us was just going to make a mini retreat on our four-day weekend. And the seminarian from Arlington says, "Gosh, that's great. You're going to have all this time to speak with our Lord." And the response from the seminarian from Toledo, I will never forget. He said, honestly, and he said this in all humility, he said, "I'm not going so much to speak with God as to listen to Him." My brothers and sisters, what were the apostles doing on those days between the ascension and Pentecost, the coming of the Spirit? They were waiting in expectation, ready to hear His voice, to be attentive to the word of the Holy Spirit wherever He wanted to lead and guide them. How does our Lord refer to the Holy Spirit? What title does He give Him on this day? He calls Him the Advocate. He says, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send from the Father." Well, what is an advocate? One who pleads our cause. It's like having our own personal lawyer, right? This one to stand by our side and to defend us. And really not just to stand by our side, but one who lives in us, who instructs us, who gives us the way, the path to follow. In my first year of college, living in Indiana, there was a great Catholic family I met. And the wife and mother of this family, she's now in her mid to late 50s. She's a very, very prayerful, holy woman. And she began writing reflections a number of years ago. And she would send these to some of her friends, these daily reflections. Well, now hundreds and hundreds of people receive them. And not too long ago, I was reading one of them. And she said, "The Holy Spirit," and this might be a little crude, and I think the Holy Spirit will understand. She says, "The Holy Spirit," she used the analogy, she said, "it's almost like having our own inbuilt personal GPS. She said, "What do we do when we don't know the direction to take? We just plug it in the GPS, right? And it'll guide us there." Well, the Holy Spirit, He knows our destination. Not just ultimately being that of heaven, but even in this life, He knows the way that we are to follow and the directions to get there. My brothers and sisters, but that requires that we must be willing to listen to Him, to have ears open to His voice. That we say, "Holy Spirit, I want to do what You call me to do and not my own will. I give You myself and I ask You to lead me." There's a man who travels all across the country. He's a national speaker. And he talks about the Holy Spirit, and he says, you know, it's such a tragedy. Oftentimes when we pray, we'll pray to God the Father, or we'll pray to God's Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, but rarely do we call out to the Holy Spirit. And yet we are temples of the Spirit. He lives in us. If only we would communicate more with Him. And so this man travels all across the country, and he speaks at different Christian events, different gatherings, and he talks about developing a relationship with the Holy Spirit. And he says, you know, so many times in my life, I have failed to listen to His voice. And he says, the result is always the same. A sadness, a sorrow, a lack of peace. Oh, I should have done that. He says, but what a blessing when I do follow His promptings. And he gives a couple of examples. He and his family, he's a married man, they every summer take a little trip to Colorado, and they have a cabin there, and they spend a month there every summer. It's the greatest delight of the year for them. He says, so one summer, they're a few weeks away from this family vacation, and they're so excited to go. And all of a sudden, one day, he's in prayer, and he has this sense that they're not supposed to travel there that year. And he says, oh my gosh, you know, my wife will be so upset. My kids will be frustrated, devastated. You know, this is what we look forward to all year long. And so he takes a prayer again, and it's confirmed for him, you're not supposed to go. And he goes, and he tells his wife, and he tells his kids, well, what are we going to do this summer? We're just going to stay home. That's not going to be any fun. And he says, we've got to do this. We've got to trust that God's going to lead us. 4 days into what would have been their family vacation, the family is all sitting watching the evening news, and the report comes out, there are wildfires traveling all through Colorado. It took them 6 weeks to put them out. They took many, many homes, and numerous people lost their lives. It was right in the area where their cabin was located. And then he tells another story. So he gets all these requests, and normally you have to book him about a year in advance. And so he's traveling to a certain location. The day before he's supposed to get on his plane, he again has this interior knowing, I'm not supposed to fly tomorrow. And he's never canceled an appointment before, but he calls wherever he was supposed to be going. He says, you know what, I'm so sorry. I'm not going to be able to make it. Can we rebook it? They said, we've been waiting a year for this. He doesn't get on the plane the next day. It was the fateful day of September 11th. My brothers and sisters, if we are in a state of grace, the Holy Spirit dwells in every single one of us. And He wants to lead us on the path that God has marked out for us. And He wants to lead us to happiness and ultimately to eternal happiness in heaven. Do we want to surrender ourselves to Him? You know, one more story. Because the Holy Spirit, so He doesn't just speak in us, He speaks in others. And sometimes He speaks to us through others. A young priest who is a member of the Society of Our Lady of the Most Holy Trinity, he shared this story. When he was a young man, he felt called to become a missionary. And so he joined an order of missionaries. And he's a few days away from his ordination, and he's so excited because the day after his ordination, he's getting on a plane to go to a foreign land to preach the gospel. And his superior calls him in. And he says, my son, I know you've been waiting for this for years, but I feel prompted in prayer to delay your departure. Yes, you're going to be sent to do missionary work, but it's just not going to be now. He had to fight the anger, the frustration, the resentment. Why did you tell me now, right before my ordination? The plane he was supposed to take never made it to its destination. Not a single person survived. It crashed. I want to close with two quotes from the saints. First, from Saint Augustine. He says, a person possesses the Holy Spirit to the extent of their love for Christ's church. You will be filled with the Holy Spirit to the degree that you love Christ's bride, the church. And then Saint Philip Neri. He said, actually, I'll wait a second because I don't want any of you to miss this. St. Philip Neri said, "So long as I have time to pray, I am confident of receiving every grace from the Holy Spirit." My brothers and sisters, what if from time to time we fail to listen to His voice? Like the GPS system, He recalculates the path that we are to follow. He never gives up on us. May we ask today that we might follow Him faithfully wherever He wants to lead.